Jim Hobgood alongside Michael Tusky. Frank Maloney, as we've said, out of town today, but will be back with us next Wednesday at 6 o'clock. But now it is time for the Olympic sports update with Michael Tusky.
Well, Jim, we'll start off with the men's soccer team, who's having a bit of a disappointing year. They're now 5-4 and 1-1 in the ACC after they were defeated 3-0 by number 4 North Carolina on Friday night in Charlottesville. Next, the Cavaliers head to Clemson for a game at 7 p.m. on Friday. The real story of the week was the number 7 Virginia women's soccer team. They're now 8-2-1 and 2-1 in the ACC after a stunning 1-0 double overtime victory over number 5 North Carolina in Chapel Hill on Sunday in front of a national television audience on ESPNU. It was UVA's first ever win over the Lady Tar Heels in 38 meetings. Junior forward Caroline Miller scored the game-winning goal in the 105th minute, and based on her performance, she was named the ACC Women's Soccer Player of the Week for the second time in her career. Goalkeeper Chantel Jones of Clover Hill High School posted her 5th shutout of the season and extended her school record to 38 shutouts in her career. The team heads to number 4 Duke for a game at 8 p.m. tomorrow night, and that game will be broadcast live from Durham on Comcast Sportsnet. Moving on to men's tennis, junior Jahmyr Jenkins won a pair of titles over the weekend at the UVA-ranked plus-one invitational by winning the orange singles and the orange doubles draws. The team next competes at the ITA All-American Championships, which begins Saturday in Tulsa, Oklahoma. The 21st-ranked Virginia men's golf team broke its own tournament scoring record when they won the VCU shootout Monday and Tuesday here in town at Hermitage Country Club. The Hoos finished the 54-hole event by shooting a 27-under, 837, beating second-place East Carolina by 7 strokes. They had previously shot 22-under at a tournament at Stanford in 1992. Finally tonight, the 7th-ranked Virginia's women's golf team tied for 3rd with number 11 Arizona State at the 18-team Mason Rudolph Fall Preview at Vanderbilt's Legends Club in Nashville. Number 2 UCLA won the tournament, while number 3 Alabama finished 2nd. UVA also finished ahead of ACC foes Duke and North Carolina.
Thank you, Michael. As we have said throughout the show, big game on Saturday. The Idaho Vandals come to town. 3:30 kickoff. Michael was good enough to check the weather forecast. Looks like it's going to be a nice cool day, partly cloudy, maybe a high temperature of 60 degrees. So after the sun goes down, the fans may need a jacket or a sweater by the time the second half comes along. I would say last week's game was a game that the team needed to win. This is an absolute must-win.
Definitely.
They got to have this one, as you say, Virginia going in a heavy favorite playing at home against a WAC team. They get this one. They go 3-2 on the year. Not maybe as good as they had hoped, but still okay. Puts them in contention for that 6-plus win season where they could get a bowl berth. I think the other thing is they get a chance after this game for that week off, maybe to heal some bruises and some little nicks and injuries that they have.
Ankle on Parks back to normal.
And really prepare for Georgia Tech, which is going to be a real tough game. But that should be a heck of a game at home on October the 15th. Anyway, next week, we're still trying to line up Terry Kirby for one of these shows, trying to catch up with him. I know everybody would be anxious to hear from Terry Kirby these days. We're going to have Billy McMullen back on soon. Frank Quayle's going to join us again during the middle of the football season. We do have Jason Williford lined up for 2 weeks for tonight, so we'll get a little basketball preview as basketball practice officially starts on Friday the 14th. I picked up a magazine this week that had the Hoos picked 4th in the ACC and looking to them as one of the teams that will join the NCAA field again this year. So that'll be fun. Selection Sunday will be meaningful again this year.
We hope so. How about we pick our scores for this weekend?
Oh, well, all right. Since you suggested it, go ahead.
I'm going to say 31-14 Virginia. Hopefully I'll get it right this week.
Well, I think you're close. I'd say maybe 38-17, just to put something down there. But certainly, hopefully, a game that doesn't come down to the last couple of minutes, a game that Virginia needs to have tucked away as the clock winds down and have the fans leave Scott Stadium in a good mood this weekend. But at any rate, thank Michael Tusky for his help tonight. And every week, as we said earlier, Frank Maloney will be back with us next week. We thank all of our guests that were able to join us tonight. And Michael, indeed, thank you for being the co-host tonight.
Great to be here.
All right. We'll be back again next Wednesday, 6 o'clock. Thanks for listening to Who's Talking Go Who's.
Go Who's.
You've been listening to Who's Talking on Richmond Sports Radio 910. Who's Talking is brought to you by Ortho Virginia, LeClaire Ryan, UVA Bookstores, CapTech Ventures, Kelleher Heating and Air, Richmond Allergy and Asthma Specialists, TheSaber.com, Virginia Athletics Foundation, Hildreth Moving and Storage, CNF Bank and CNF Investment Services, Zacharias Ganey Health Institute, and La Mer Restaurant at the Jefferson Hotel. Tune in next Wednesday at 6 p.m. for Who's Talking on Richmond Sports Radio 910.